What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mental Mobility Podcast here on the channel. This is episode number 140, and we are back. And big news is that I'm quitting. I quit this shit. I'm going to quit. Come on, drop that. Drop that beat, lo-fi. Hold on. This is the one I like. I like this one. But thank you guys for coming out to the live. I appreciate it. Here in the wonderful Las Vegas, Nevada, is how I would say. I'm going to keep the music a little bit. How's that? Can you hear it? Keep a little light. I'm a fan. All right, why? Why are we stopping here? We talked about it in the beginning of December and trying to redo and restart the channel because of just thoughts that after all the research I've done, I just kind of know that it's better to restart, especially a YouTube channel and a podcast. Well, podcasts kind of run through the same thing. So I just upload on Spotify, but or Apple, whatever it is. And if you're on the podcast, you know, little review, 5 stars, why not? And then I just kind of had a hunch after all the researching I've done and everything that I know in the YouTube space. I've been doing it for a long time now. And I was just afraid, right? I was just afraid to let go and lose all of the things that I've done. Right, just lose everything that I put all this hard work into learning, right? Learning about it, learning what went right, learning what went wrong, learning about everything. And I kind of feel like that's exactly how life is, right? And that's, there's got to be a point into that you have to make a decision that's very difficult, right? And I think the people that make the hard choices and step up to the match, right? Step up in the main match are the ones to succeed rather than stepping down or being normal or being afraid to make that jump. And for me, it's like, you know, I've been working to get these subs, and obviously with all your help, I do appreciate it, but I was just confused. So what do you do when you get confused? Right, you either keep trying and keep trying and keep trying, and you're not going to get any result that's different. Some may. You might see a little bit of growth. You may see a little bit of change, but I was not seeing that. So I knew something was up. And I guess every piece of me is telling me that this is it. Like, what I'm doing here is it. What I'm doing now is it. And I don't want to do anything else, right? We talked about how I do this and I do that. And after working for yourself for so many years, you can't go back. It's so fucking difficult to deal with people. It's so difficult to deal with bullshit, you know, and it's stressful. And I'm, you know, I sympathize with everyone out there that, you know, doesn't have the opportunity. I would rather have the stress sometimes now. Yeah, I took my time off, right? I took my time off. And I worked for other people. And it was great because I didn't take anything home with me, right? I rarely took stuff home until the emotional side kicked in. And then I started taking home a lot of shit. But even more so, taking a lot of other people's shit with me. And they started impacting how I feel, but subconsciously, right? Just subconsciously that way. And I just didn't like that feeling. Am I a control freak? Maybe. I don't know. I just kind of like doing things the way I do it. And I will always be a great worker. I will always be a great co-captain, right, to help support the system that's in place. But if I don't agree with the system, well, then I'm going to try to be the captain. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like, if the system doesn't agree and doesn't make sense to me, and trust me, I'm not putting into a way where the system is like, I'm the only way, but things could be better, I'm going to try to make it better. And if that means trying to make it better by overstepping someone, I'm probably going to do that too. right? And it's kind of not how I want it to be. So for me, this is it. And anyway, what does someone do was a question. Of course, I drifted, and that's, I found help. So I've come to the conclusion that this year I am getting coaching. So I got my coach now for all of this stuff that you see. I hired one, and the first thing they said was, you know, all the great stuff, the Oreo sandwich. It's, you know, the compliment sandwich, Oreos. I always think of Oreo sandwich. So nice, you're charismatic, you got this, you work this, you have this already, great job. Here's what I would suggest, and this is where, that's the part I like. Like, fuck, don't tell me I'm good. Like, don't tell me I'm nice, don't tell me I'm charismatic, don't tell me any of that. Tell me what's wrong, because that's how we solve problems, right? That's how we create growth and change. What is happening? And they said, are you open to the thought of starting a whole new channel? And I said, I kind of already did, except my ego didn't allow me to do it because I was afraid to let go of things. I'm afraid to let go of the thousands of videos I've made. I was afraid to let go of the subscribers. I was so afraid to let go to the people that watch. But they said, what's confusing to people, not people, but to YouTube, is that I've gone down so long that the messages were all different. And it's true, right? I started it pretty much when I was a personal trainer in New York City or in Jersey City. And then it's like a little bit of comedy because I did stand-up comedy during that time right before, right? So I did more comedy stuff. And then it moved into training stuff and just like vlogging and being fun. YouTube really didn't kick in until we opened up Crank, right? Until I really started Crank is when I started understanding about SEO, and that was, 2008, I think. And a lot of my stuff is training, and a lot of people that followed me were for motivation back in the day. It's such a hard market right now to be a motivator, right? There were none. There were no cool stuff. Like, if you had this type of background in 2008, you were fucking rich. Like, you had enough stream power to get, you had enough unlimited Wi-Fi, and or you had like a computer that plugged into the wall that got all this fucking things, and I don't even know how to talk. But you can even plug, I have a Canon 7D from that time. It's not compatible to any of this stuff, which is why I had to get new cameras. None of the stuff I had when I started was at all compatible to what's happening now. So for me to change it wasn't a hard choice, right? Because I knew that was right, right? And that's a thing. And I know everyone here has that too. Like, you know, this is the right choice. You know, it's a gut fucking call. You know, it's the right choice. You know, we do about it fucking nothing. We do nothing about it. We just continue to convince ourselves that things are going to be different. Have you ever been in a relationship where it's fucking hell and you think it's going to change because you're going to try your best to change another person? Nope, nothing happens. You know what we do? We end up being miserable. We end up being depressed. We end up not being happy. And yes, there's a handful of you that, yes, you did create change and you did change. Perfect. Good. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people that are stuck. The ones that are afraid to do something different. The ones that are afraid to not take a chance. The ones that are afraid to just be like, hey, I'm okay with this life. And I'm not here to be a fucking life changer. But I'm just letting you know, like, it's easy to not do something. But it's more gratifying when you take a chance and it fucking works. Right. And right now, I'm taking that chance. I'm taking that chance from going from a lot of stuff to now zero. Right. To zero. But with the knowledge that I've gained since 2008. So I'm not going to be starting at the beginning. I'm just an MVP player. Right. I'm a pro athlete, just traded to another team. That's it. Because now I have all these lessons and all these skills and all these mistakes that I've made in order to create something brand new. And for me, I'm used to letting things go now. I'm used to saying goodbye to things. It's not something that I'm holding on to. I'm like, oh, I want to keep that relationship because no, I don't. I don't care. because that energy is not helping me presently. Do I miss people? Yes, I fucking miss them. But I cannot take that energy and try to redo something new and or live my life when I'm stuck over there. And it makes me angry because I have to speak that way. Right? But that's the only way I get it through my thick skull. That no one there is going to help me. Right? The only ones that are going to help me are the viewers over there. Right? If you guys are watching these and you're sharing them, but you know, like I kind of get to the point where people do support, but they don't fucking care. You know, they don't fucking care what I'm doing. So now it's trying to, now I have to find a new group. I have to find other people that actually care about their mental health, that care, don't, not just me, but their own, right? How this podcast can help you somehow by listening through my stories of shit. Like I have thousands of stories of shit. And I'm sure there's someone out there, which I feel bad for, definitely has worse than I do. I can't even tell their story. But maybe they fucking tune in for 1 second. 1 second. And something we talk about or something we say, a guest on a podcast or even my own words, create a spark in that person to figure something out for themselves. Right? To find that coach. To find the person that they need. Person that can help them. And I'm very grateful for everyone that has been part of the podcast, been part of the channel. But it's going nowhere. Now I have a direction. Now I know which way I'm going. So I'm going to take this time to restart, as scary as it is, and just put all of my energy into that. Because I was putting videos out, right? I did the 100-day challenge, right? 100 days of straight videos. I'm still on. It ain't going to stop, but now it's time to come up with a structure from a coach, someone that will help me and guide me in a better way. So a lot of times things that, you know, we have to let go of or things that we don't want to do are scary, right? It's almost fucking annoying. Like, why do I have to do this? Why? Why do I need to do that? Because it's hard to change. And I see that at jobs, right? The ones that I've worked at. That like they know there's things going wrong, but no one wants to change because they're scared to see change. It's like, yo, this ain't working. Like, this shit ain't working. You gotta find something to change. And a lot of people can't accept that change. A lot of people can't deal with it. A lot of people can't even fathom it. Because they're so into their ways, they're so into what they do, that their brain is locked. And their ego always steps in. Right? You see this all the time. Like, and it happens in martial arts. It happens in wrestling and jiu-jitsu, whatever. That there's someone who just keeps doing the same thing over and over again. At some point, you kind of know you know what they're going to do. Right? You can read the person. You know how they feel. And they don't want to change. They don't want to change this step. They don't want to change this direction. They don't want to finish this way. Same thing with lifting, right? Think about guys at the gym. How many people go to the gym and still do the old bodybuilding split? Monday, chest and tries. Tuesday, back and buys. Wednesday's off because some website told them to. This is an old joke from my stand-up days, by the way. Thursdays, shoulders and traps. And then no one does legs on Fridays because they got to go to the club and save their legs for dancing. And hooking up with coyotes or some shit like that. That is not the bit, but that used to be one of my first bits back in 2006. So you didn't know I did stand-up comedy too. Did it for years. And my one claim to fame was being in the Bamboozle Festival in New Jersey. So it was cool to be a part of that. Festival where it's punk rock, you know, rock rappers, indie rap, and just different types of artists. You know, they showcased us, and it was cool to be a part of that. And I also shared a couch with Nate Bergazzi. How's that? If you guys know who Nate Bargatze is, if not, go check him out. He's fucking hysterical. He has like 35 Netflix specials. He's pretty much the top guy right now in stand-up, and he's very clean. So he was a cool cat, and I did share a couch with him. That is a funny story. I think I told it at one point. But yeah, guys, this is over. So this, I'm saying goodbye to this T-Dicep channel, right? And you already know where the link is. So click away. Wait, maybe I can type it. Hold on, let me see. I can type it onto this thing. See, this is me, right? This is my team. I'm just kidding, on the team. This is how I do it. Where's a banner? Ooh, I got a banner. All right, cool. So we'll do banner. Let's do a block. Can I do anything else? I don't know what the fuck that is. Nope, that's it. I can't change that shit. I don't know. Nope, can't change it. Anyways, I believe it's at Mental Mobility. So youtube.com/@mentalmobility, you'll find me. If not, it's down in the description, as always. But I do want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of it. And I know a lot of people are not going to resubscribe to the new channel. Right? I know it, because it's not about working out. There's no workouts on it. It's not about crank anymore. And that was really the thing that the algorithm was trying to feed it so many different people that it didn't really have an audience to find it for. And now I know the audience. And the audience that I'm gearing to is that lost person that feels like they're by themselves, right? The lost person that just feels like there's nowhere to go or anyone to connect with or anyone to even talk to. The person that fucking paints their nails and just sits in their room by themselves trying to figure it out by watching YouTube videos without going to a therapist or doing any action steps to feel better. Because, you guys, I live with bipolar. I am bipolar. I don't care what anyone says. I don't like to label myself. What the fuck are you going to label yourself as? I don't like to label myself as bipolar. Well, you are, motherfucker. Like, you are. So get used to it and understand what happens when you start being triggered, I guess the word is, right? How do we find ourselves out of depression? How do we find ourselves out of anxiety? How do we find ourselves out of mania? How do we control mania? What is hypomania? How do I know I'm bipolar? What's the difference between feeling great and being bipolar? This is a lot. And that's the person I'm looking for. I'm not looking for people that just have mental health issues. I'm looking for people that want to change their fucking life because they're tired of being alone. Because the quote for this one is, I've lost money. I've lost friends. I've lost houses. I've lost relationships. I lost my mind. But the one thing I've never lost were lessons. And I learn lessons every single day. And I make sure my life reflects on that. And hopefully my life helped reflect on yours. Till next time for the Mental Mobility Podcast. Last time on this channel, I'll see you guys on the new one. Peace out, Scouts. Whack. Let's do this shit. I feel like there should be like a scroll of like credits. Creator, executive producer, sound guy, makeup artist, imagery, digital composition, and then just a bunch of Japanese people.